Blog Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday afternoon, and we're excited to be on the air and hosted by Blog Talk Radio. Your hosts for today are Robert Brining and Joshua. We'll be taking your calls and speaking out on the topic of the week. We encourage all of our listeners to call in and share some of your life experiences with us. The number to call is 347-215-9442. 347-215-9442. Welcome to Pause I Am Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Pause I Am Radio. I am your host, Robert Brining. Josh has the week off today. He has some things to do at his job, so I will be flying solo, but he will be back here next week from what I gather from him. So I just wanted to let you all know about that. Thanks for tuning in. I want to say hi to John from the UK. I know it's in the evening there, so good evening to you. Today's topic is positive poetry. I'm somebody who wrote a lot of poetry to deal with my feelings when I was diagnosed, when I was first coming out. And after losing my father and my grandfather, and poetry was something that helped me release. It was, for me, the best way to escape. It allowed me to write everything down without actually saying it because, you know, I had issues of being able to say things to people, so I would write it down. But before I get into all the poems and stuff like that I'll be sharing with you that I wrote, I'll also be sharing poems from other members on the Pause I Am community, because the radio show is a part of the Pause I Am community, which can be found at pauseiam.com, and it's a social networking website for people infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. You can create a profile, just like a MySpace or a Facebook, and connect with people who you can actually relate to. So some members shared poems with me, and I had posted on the site, but I just want to go through up to a lineup that I have coming for the upcoming shows. Pause I Am Radio is on Wednesday afternoons at 2 p.m., and it is also on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this upcoming Sunday show on March 8th, I have a pretty significant person to me because I, you know, my site is a social networking site, and this gentleman, Brian Livingston, is the founder of SIN, which is Strength in Numbers, which is a humongous Yahoo group for people that are, you know, infected with HIV, and it's actually basically only geared towards HIV-positive gay men. And it just gives them a place to go and relate, and it's all through Yahoo. So it's very, very cool, and they have chapters all over the world. There's SINs in China and Australia. There's 50 chapters is what I believe he said, and he's going to be on next week, this Sunday actually, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 8th, and I'm going to interview him with Jeremy, and that ought to be very interesting. I'm kind of excited to have him on. Also, we're going to be have an intern from Pause Magazine. He writes a blog called David's Pause Blog on Pause.com, and he'll be on to sit with us on the 15th of March, which is the following Sunday. I will also be having Todd Murray, who is an inspiration to me, and really helped me kind of decide if I wanted to or not. I found out about Todd Murray actually on The Body, which is a forum site that a lot of people go to for information and connect. And I read a story about him, and I found out that he started this thing called Hope's Voice, this organization that, you know, is about giving, hope a voice, people with HIV hope, and putting a voice and a face to it. And he created a campaign called Does HIV Look Like Me? And I sent in a video, and my video got accepted, and they posted it on the site. So I'm what they call a campaign ambassador, since I have a video in there, and I'm one of the campaign ambassadors from the United States. And that's also international. And he's going to be on and share a little bit about his story, and I'm sure his busy, busy, crazy schedule with everything that he does. But he's an inspiration. I'd like for you to check him out at hopesvoice.org or Does HIV Look Like Me.org. There's a lot of really good videos on there, and it puts a face to the disease, and it lets you know and feel more comfortable with yourself that you're not alone, and you can find people who relate. And since I'm talking about Hope's Voice and the campaign, one of the campaign ambassadors, a fellow campaign ambassador of mine, his name is Shelton Jackson, passed away on March 2nd. So I just kind of wanted to bring him to the forefront. I never met this man, but he has a very compelling story. if you go to the Does HIV Look Like Me .org and you go to the U.S. Campaign Ambassadors and you can click on his picture and he has a video there and it's a very touching thing. And you can also go to sheltonjackson.com and Shelton is S-H-E-L-T-O-N and then jackson.com and he wrote a book on poetry and stuff like that and it kind of, you know, coincided and I just wanted to bring it to the forefront and let you know that, you know, this is real. People are still passing away and he led an extraordinary life teaching people that you shouldn't be afraid, and I just think it's wonderful. He was a great voice for African-American HIV-positive people because, like he said in his video, is that African-Americans and people with HIV, they don't – or African-Americans don't talk about HIV and being gay. So he kind of put his face out there to be, you know, a voice for people who may be struggling not being able to find themselves. So I just, you know, wanted to take a moment to remember him because he – he was definitely somebody who was what they call a hero or an angel. Also coming up on March 25th is Corey Motea, and he is an HIV Apache activist, and he was featured on POS magazine cover on March 2008. And I think it'll really be cool. I've never, you know, seen anyone who is Native American with HIV, so it's a fresh face and a fresh approach to come from, and I'd like to see how he dealt with things going through, you know, in his life. So that's about that for the upcoming shows. I'm also going to be sharing some poetry with you today. Like I said, it was a lot of things that I dealt with that helped me release. And when I was diagnosed, writing my feelings down was the best way to deal with it. The weight came off my shoulders after I turned to a pencil and a pad. So I just want to share a few poems with you that I, of course, you know, have written during my somewhat, maybe some dark days, some days that I may be awakened. It's just easier to write it down. When people pass away, like my father and my grandfather, and then my niece just passed away, it's easier for me to write a poem. It helps me to share my feelings. So I thought that was the best thing that I could do for anyone. I was able to stand up and read them at my dad's funeral. I don't know how I did that. And then at my grandfather's funeral as well, I stood up and did that. I remember my mom was holding me so I didn't fall down because it was very, very, very intense for me to deal with. So as I go through here, I'm just trying to find the first one I wanted to start with for you. And the first poem that I wrote after being diagnosed was called My Theory. And I share it on the site, but I'll share it with you. And it's called My Theory. And it starts, do you really know what it's like to be me, living day to day with an unwanted friend called HIV? Have you ever walked my jagged path? This is my grapes of wrath. Do you feel the pain I feel? Trust me, this is real. I never thought it would be me, the one whom contracted HIV. It creeps around the corner with no footsteps to hear. 2.5 million infected last year. With no cure, we all live in fear. I'll stand up and fight without shedding a tear. Come on, this is my health. Only I can judge myself. It's not about walking in my shoes. It's about taking a second and standing in them. And to me, the last line is the most important thing that I could express in the whole thing. Is it's not about walking. It's taking a moment and standing in them and imagining what it's like to be somebody who lives every day not knowing what's going to come. Because us as people who have HIV and it attacks the immune system, you know, we could be fine today and then tomorrow be beveled over and you know, have to be in bed. And it's very, very stressful. And it's just, I try to always tell people, envision trying, just put yourself in someone's shoes for once. It's very, it's hard to do, but it's very needed for people who, you know, have issues like that. So, I just lost my page, so I apologize. I'm fumbling all over. And the next one that I would like to share with you, actually, a friend of mine, it's funny, a friend of mine posted this, and I thought it was kind of cool because as somebody with HIV and somebody who has any kind of illness, you always live with regrets, whether it's a regret over somebody passing or a regret that if you did something different, if you didn't sleep with that one person, that your whole life would be different. And this one was called No Regrets. If I knew It would be my last time that I'd see you fall asleep. I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss you and call you back for one more. If I knew it would be the last I'd hear your voice in praise, I would videotape each action and word so I could play it back day after day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you. You instead of assuming you would know I do, if I knew it would be the last time I would hear you share your day, well, I'm sure you would have so much more. So just let's not it slip away. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up the oversight, and we can always get a second chance to make everything all right. There will always be another day to say our I love yous, and certainly there's another chance to say out anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young, old, or alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret today that you didn't take the extra time for a smile, hug, or kiss, and you were busy to grant someone that turned out to be their one last wish. So hold your loved ones close today, whisper in their ear, tell them how much you love them, and that you'll always hold them dear. Take the time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets today. And I kind of got choked up when I was reading that. So that was a poem that a friend of mine sent to me, and it was very touching. It was very, very touching. I didn't mean to get all choked up over that, but it happens. I also wrote a poem after I was diagnosed. I only had one friend who was also HIV positive, and it was my friend Mike. And it was tough because we hung out all the time at the, you know, when he was first diagnosed before me, and we were always good friends. And then we kind of lost that connection of seeing each other all the time, and it's grown even more distant now. But I wrote a poem because I thought it was right, and he was a friend of mine who I admired because he didn't give a crap. He was the first person who I knew who got a gay tattoo and was like, you know what? I don't give a crap that I have a rainbow on my leg. And to me, that took a lot of courage. And he was just somebody who I always admired because, and I still admire, because he just didn't give a crap, and he was a hoot. I really miss hanging out with him. I need to call him. But I wrote a poem for him called A True Friend. Because at the time of a diagnosis, you really need a true friend. And it goes like this. Not many people can be afraid. Not many people can be a friend. Not many people can understand me and my feelings. Not many people can relate to my problems, but you try to. Not many people can show me unconditional love. Not many people can accept me, but you try to. Not many people can hug me when I am in need. And not many people can tell me that I will be good no matter what. Not many people can give me encouragement that I need, but all along the way you persuaded me with the assurance of your smile, and I thank you because not many people can be a true friend. So that was one that I just kind of wrote to a friend of mine who I felt he needed to know that he meant a lot to me. And he does. He still does, actually. One of my favorite ones, actually, that I wrote going through different changes in my life was called My Very Own Sandstorm. And I wrote this when my dad was sick and dying of lung cancer. And it just felt like everything was going wrong. At the same time, I was also going to NA, you know, Narcotics Anonymous, trying to get off of drugs. And then my father is, you know, dying within a couple months. And it just everything was kind of unfolding on me. And I really felt like I was walking in a sandstorm. So that's where the name came from. It's called My Very Own Sandstorm. Sandstorm. I can't speak today. I apologize. Let's see. I've walked too far. My feet hurt. My ankles are swollen with blisters pulsating. Holes in my socks. I lost my shoes miles ago. Sand beneath my toes. My footprints are my only memories of that life. But as I walk, they are left behind to fade in the sandstorm, like the hurtful memories I once had. I swear I see waterfalls, but they are just oases, just a figment of my imagination. What I would do for a puddle is anything less than a miracle. Hope is what I have for the rest of my journey through this hot and dry desert. When will I quench my thirst? When will my sand-burned body heal? Now I am crawling. My jeans are torn and faded. Palms I once used to shake with are now coated with sand and sweat. My mouth is dry and sticky. When will I walk through the waterfall of acceptance? All I can do is pray for an internal cup of discovering water. This journey never ends. So that was one that I wrote going through some difficulty issues dealing with myself. If anybody out there has a poem and would like to call in and share, you're more than welcome to call in at 347-215-9442. Let's see. The next one that I have was written. And the thing is I have a personal site that I had that was posim.com. You went to my personal site, and then you clicked to join the community. But I since changed that. So when you go to posim.com, you go to my community. I am in the process of getting my own different domain name for the site that I had for my personal stuff. So people can go and just learn about me. And one of the things I had is I allowed people to call in, listen to me, submit an email in their own poems that were people that were HIV positive who were members who wanted to share. And I was shocked to find out how many people who are HIV positive really write down. And I think it's a wonderful thing that other people are, you know, expressing themselves in poetry. And I think it's something that is very therapeutic and very healing. And I think it could do your body and, you know, yourself really good. So I'm going to read one of his. And let's see, his name is Terry and he's from Wisconsin, and, his one poem is called I've Slept with an Angel. Now Terry lost his partner, I believe to HIV and AIDS, and he wrote a poem about his partner, and it's called I've Slept with an Angel. So here it goes. If my Danny could see me, he would say, what a mess. It was he who kept me above all the rest. His big, bright smile, his gentle, sweet mug. He nestled and cuddled and would give a big hug. He would sit by the fire and laugh and would play, enjoying the moment, for it was our day. The happiness, the joy, and the warmth from inside made Danny so special, sometimes I would cry. Then without warning, a chill in the air. We could do nothing at all but stare. How could this have happened? It cannot be true that my Danny must leave me just out of the blue. On a cold winter's night, I lay down by his side as he spoke oh so softly as I tried not to cry. Woo, he's going to make me cry with this poem. Jeez, woo! he told me how much I had meant in his life as I turned and looked down upon his sweet face and wiped away a single tear from his eye. For it was then that I understood why he was speaking so softly and starting to cry. Woo, he was telling me goodbye. Damn, Terry, woo! That's really, woo. There's more, and I'm trying to get to it all. I leaned over slightly to kiss him goodnight. He reached for my hand and squeezed with all his might. I told him I love you and laid my head down, slightly weeping and hiding my frown. Danny, oh Danny, this cannot be true. I love you and need you. What will I do? We lay there silently, resting our eyes, when angels came to collect their prize. With saddened heart and weeping eyes, I reluctantly said my final goodbyes. Danny is gone, and this I can say, it was his turn, but I must stay. He loved me and taught me that love is the way. I truly believe he has made me who I am today. Well, geez Louise, talking about bringing a tear to my eyes, it was... Terry is such a poet, and it's amazing when you can feel his feelings right through his words. And it choked me up, like really bad. But you can just feel the love in that. And Terry's a great friend, so I'm glad that I could share some of his stuff with you. Woo! Okay, let me slip down to another member that I have. I'll go back to one of Terry's. I just need a break from tears. Eric is a member of the PosIAM community who is HIV positive and also is diagnosed with cancer. I believe, I'm not sure exactly what kind, so I don't want to put out the wrong one, but he is somebody who's touched me with his poems as well. And he has a poem called Alone. And it says, alone in my room with too much time on my hands, it takes only a moment of thought to realize so much. I feel incomplete, but what is it I lack? It's difficult. It's a difficult question to answer when I don't even know what I have. At times I feel hopeful and optimistic, yet at times I feel helpless and abandoned. I feel alone, locked up, and secluded in a distant place, unknown to anyone, even myself. No sign of civilization, no sign of life. I often find myself wondering how I manage to maintain my sanity. The eerie sound of pure silence is more than enough to send an indescribable feeling of uneasiness through your body. Yet it seems as though you've been condemned to eternal damnation. By living a life which seems like hell and seems never-ending, I don't recall always feeling this way. However, I don't understand what has caused me to do so. And that's by a gentleman named Eric, who's a part of the PosIAM community. I also have some other ones that I want to share that are my own personal ones. I have one here, sorry about that I have. Some of them are real short, and that's the thing with writing poetry. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to make sense to anybody but you. I like rhyming poetry sometimes because to me it just flows and it's easier to say and it sounds more together, but I write poetry that also has like maybe 5 sentences in it and that's it. It don't have to be super long. There's no rules to writing poetry. Just try to express what you feel. It's the same thing that artists do when they draw or paint or a singer does when they're performing on concert or something. So the next one I have is, what's living for? Live. Live for what? You sit and watch everyone you love suffer and make wrong choices. You can't help them because most are too stubborn and selfish to see how you feel. So why bother? They don't. And that's just a short little poem that I wrote when I was going through I was in a relationship with somebody who was using heavily, and I, at the time, wasn't using. And I just felt compelled to have to wonder why I should care about somebody if they don't care about themselves. And a lot of people were, you know, think like that. So I moved on and moved to bigger and better places. Another one that I wrote is called A Firefly's Glow. Well, you know, like a little lightning bug. It says, flying glow is all they know, love they cannot show. Are they tired of being the same? No one but themselves to blame. Sometimes change is good, and sometimes it is bad. Now that there's a reason why, don't you think it's worth a try? Said the little firefly with a tear in his eye. And again, they can be about anything, and you can use anything to make you feel better. And to me, that, you know, it was just fun to write a little bit about firefly, so who knows? Let's see. Here's another one called It's You. As we part again, the tearing and shredding of my heart began. It's you. I wish just a kiss. It takes me away into a zone. In a bed, I lay all alone. In my mind, I say, my heart's missing. It's you. I remember my first glance across the floor of dance. I thought to myself, if I only had a chance. And, you know, they were feelings that at a time. They're all, you know, just old poems that I wrote. I mean, I've been writing poetry since I was in high school. You know, that's the funny thing. I had one here that I was trying to find that I wrote in high school, but I can't seem to come across it. The next one I have is Am I. It's called Am I. And I kind of got it from an Alanis Morissette song, the title, and different things like that. I'm a big fan of her. She uses a lot of poetry in her lyrics, and I think it's just a wonderful thing that she does. And I actually have one of my favorite songs that I want to play for her, because I'm going to take a little three-minute break coming up so you can listen to one of my favorite songs that can really let you know that no matter what you go through, you'll be great. This is called Am I. Am I what you expected? Am I your cryptic love? Am I who you wanted me to be? Am I your confusion's pick-me-ups? Am I your great expectations? Am I your confessions? Am I your penance prayer? Am I your am I your immorality within? Am I your magnetic opposite? Am I your rubber vibe? Am I your nightmares dreams? Am I your bulimic finger? Oh my God, I don't know where I got that from. Am I your bulimic finger? Am I your heart's ache and throb? Am I your alpha? And am I your omega? That was one that I had. And this is one that I wrote down. Really short, really cute. And it was just kind of interesting. It was called I don't have a name for it. So it's going to call the puzzle poem. Is what I'll call it now since I know a little bit about it. It says, do you think I like being the puzzle piece that don't fit? The piece that obviously don't go with the puzzle but came with it anyway? Even though I don't fit, I still fit somewhere. Because I am different, don't throw me away. Throw away your ignorance and save me, for you never know. And, you know, that was one when I felt rejection when people didn't want to be my friend anymore because they found out I was gay. And then I went through the same issue, you know, of feeling like the puzzle piece that didn't fit when I was HIV positive and I would tell people and they would reject me and not call me ever again and things like that. So this is actually one that I wrote. Actually, I wrote this 2 days ago, and I just finished writing it today, the end of it. So I'll share this one with you. And this one's called What's Next? What's next along this bumpy road? It feels like my life is now on hold. I have no idea what's to unfold. I feel like my story should be told. There's too many out there that don't understand. This affects all of us, every child, woman, and man. We all are at risk, regardless of color, religion, or race. It moves like a chameleon, not in one specific place, not with one specific face. It led me to an awakening, to love myself, a rebirth, a different kind of wealth. I have learned to accept myself. So, like, that was something that, you know, that I wrote a couple days ago, and I could just tell you where my older poems were a little bit dreary, where this is more like, you know, like, you can accept yourself no matter what happens. And people, too many people put too much crap on their shoulders and put themselves down, and they're not living up to everyone's expectations. And it's not about other people's expectations. Just be yourself. That's all we ask. And educate yourself with things. This one was called Eternity Warp. Your time warp takes me to an incredible place, one too far and beyond for me to explain. I couldn't even touch words to describe it. It's a place that is warm and cozy, somewhere I always dream to visit. But I don't want to just visit. I want to stay there until I drift until eternity. I thank God for my chance with you. I remember the night we met as if it was yesterday. It is a memory I will never let go of. So in return of all the love, good times, and support, I hope one day you will visit my time warp and ask to stay until eternity. And that was a cute one that I wrote. I don't know why or when, but that's one that I wrote. I'm going to take a three-minute break and play one of my favorite songs for you. And listen to the words, if you can. And it's Alanis Morissette. She's my favorite person, artist, music, whatever, in the world. And I can just feel her. And this song is called I Would Be Good. And it just lets you know and reminds you that no matter what happens, illness, anything, you can get through it. Enjoy. Okay, has a button. Had a little problem. Enjoy. And again, that is Alanis Morissette, and the song is I Would Be Good. All right, and I'm back. So, hope you all enjoyed that song. It's one of my favorites, and it really makes me think that no matter what obstacles or mountains are before me, I can move them or hurdle over them. So, the next one that I have to share with you is one that I wrote that is called What to Say, What to Do. I don't know what to say anymore. It seems like words aren't enough. But my love, is that enough? Why have I been punished? What did I do to deserve this? What can I do to be loved? When is it my turn to be special? When will I be in the spotlight of your eyes? When will I make the curtain call? When will I be in the action? When? How long? Why? Only time will tell. That's one that I wrote a few years ago. Let's see, here's one. What is love? Love, what is it? It is a feeling you have for someone, Is it a feeling you have for someone? Or is it being used and hurt? And never first, always second best. What does it feel like to be loved? I'll never know. Now, see, that's something that I wrote a long time ago. And you know what? Today, I can sit here and say I know what it's like to be loved. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Very interesting how life unfolds. Let's see. Another one that I have here is called Bars of Love. And this I wrote, it says here, March 11th in 2000. Trapped in this injustice, afraid to be myself. I am scared. Gripping onto my sanity, I feel you slipping away. Slowly through my fingertips, there's nothing I can do to hold on to you. I want to be your alarm clock and your pillow. By being myself, will I lose you? Am I worth it to you? I need to know before I let you go. That was one that I wrote again in 2000. Let's see. The next one that I have here is called Alone with God. And the weird thing about that is I don't even remember writing this poem. So it should be interesting. Let's see, this has May 18th, 2000. So this was like right before my 21st birthday. Alone with God. The little boy is alone. He cries, he prays. The pond of tears swallow him whole, and he can't get out. He can't breathe. He don't know how to swim. He cries more and remembers that God loves him. The water breaks. He takes a big gasp of air and says amen. And never again will he be alone because he realized God is always with him. And it's kind of interesting for me to write something like that. Kind of cool, actually. I don't even know what I write anymore. That's how funny it is. Let's see. Next one I want to share with you. I want to share two more with you before I move on to other members' poems because I just want to get mine out for you. This one I wrote for my grandfather when my grandfather passed away, and it's dated March 15th, 1997, and it's called Grandpa. Here are some things I would like to say on my behalf. Because your life had such a wonderful path. When I was young, I didn't need anyone. Now that I'm old, my life is on hold. My heart is pierced with needles of faith. Why is what we ask? You have been taken. And my heart is breaking. You were remembered by pull my finger. While we sat and smelled, it lingered. I got a lot of laughs for that. You were tall and made it all make sense. While we sat and listened from the other side of the fence. When you were sick, you yelled, hey, Vic. You have five wonderful children, Beverly, Billy, Michelle, Kelly, and Pam. Also an incredible mother, Nan. I'm sure my heart is insecure, but there is a cure. Everyone says you're gone. Don't worry about us because we will move on. Why won't this stop the craving for you, Pop? I know that God above sent you for us to love. I know everything will be fine when it comes to Grandpa's your crime. But it's your wonderful singing voice that I'll miss. Why am I put in this unhappiness? I pretend everything is clear because you are here. In my heart, so we're not so far apart. You were funny, handsome, wonderful, and fabulous. Of course you were. You were William B. Travis. Grandpa, you're someone I looked up to. You were an incredible person, a wonderful friend. I just can't comprehend why it had to end. Love, your grandson, Bobby. And that's something that I, you know, got up and read at the funeral for my grandfather. So it meant a lot to me to write that and share that with my family. And, of course, they all got their copies of it. The next one I want to read is the one that I wrote for my father. When my father passed away of lung cancer in 2001, there was a lot of issues I didn't deal with. I wasn't as close to my father as I think I should have been. It's just the way that it was, and I can't change it. So this one's called Daddy. If I could build a stairway and memories a lane, I'd walk right up to heaven and bring you home again. I'd hold you tight with all of my might and make you promise to stay, to be with me, Mommy, Candace, and Desiree. Each night I pray, you could be with us for one more day. Now that I lost the one I call Dad, I am forever grateful for the time that we had. Some knew you as Pop-Pop, cousin, brother, uncle, or son, but he was my daddy. There was no other one. Woo, here I go. Don't be upset that you're not here for Pam. You need not to worry, because I am. Your voice we will miss because we can't hear it, but we all know you're here just in your spirit. We all ask the Lord why he would do this, take you from us and make us all miss. Miss all your love and all your trust. We all know that you'll live inside of us. Though I am mourning, I will evolve. This is a question only God can solve. Brittany will miss you, this I would bet. The sunshine you gave her will never set. I think it's not fair that you won't be there, but watching Star Trek will bring memories back. As time ticks on, we know it won't be long till we see you again, but only God knows when. God sent you here to show us how to love. Now you'll spread your wings and protect us from above. You taught me how to love and how to care, but know in my heart, Dad, you'll always be there. I love you, Dad. And that was one that I wrote for my dad at his funeral. And I read it. Kind of very touching. And I also wrote one for my partner's niece who passed away. And I wanted to share that with you. And I had to go in the other room to get it, so I apologize for that. But it's called Butterfly Kisses. She passed away in January, and she had a cancer, and she was 15 years old, and God, we miss her. And it's called Butterfly Kisses. Butterfly kisses and whispering winds are all that I send you now that I have my wings. I'm right here beside you, holding your hand all along. Let me inspire you and help you move on. Seems like a dark cloud is covering, but that feeling will fade. We should instead be grateful for the shade. You have been so strong, and that you have to be strong, and that won't be easy. This is my message. You have to believe me. I know that it's hard, but you still have to try. You must spread your wings and relearn how to fly. I know I'm not there, and you'll miss my beautiful eyes, but Uncle Joe, it's the love inside us that never dies. And that was one that I wrote for his, for my partner, and I also wrote it for his sister. My sister-in-law, because I felt that it was very something that, you know, would touch her in a way. So moving on to the next poem that was in by Terry, and it's called, here it is, sorry, Just Call Me Friend. Life's little mysteries, they seem to fall into place, but when life's little spotlight shines, it's always on my face. The friends who once stood by me slowly vanish into air. I look from side to side with wonder and despair. Those friends of mine, those through thick and thin, have no idea the emotions I feel within. Anger and blaming doesn't change a thing. They left, they're gone, and it's only me. I see them on the street each day, turning their heads the other way, never acknowledging my presence, even seem bothered by my existence. Whispering to friends when I'm out and about, shaking their heads as if they have clout. Who are they to sit and judge me? It's only a matter of time before they see. I've always felt that they would be near, giving me support so I would not fear. But as it turns out, I learned from my past that friends aren't really meant to last. So listen to that inner voice, for it is here that they say the answers can be found if analyzed in a constructive way. No one has ever accepted that this has happened to them. No one deserves the feelings that will fall from deep within. So here we search for a little acceptance and maybe some dignity, remembering that we have had nothing, that we have had not asking for pity. It is here that life can begin for those who care to stay. Here you can make new friends in a slightly different way. And that was actually one that he wrote and said that I could use it as like a poem for the site, talking about meeting friends in a different way, finding people who actually relate to you. That's the best part about it. Moving on to Eric's other one, and it is called, Sorry about that. It is called A Perfect Place. There's a place that I've seen that is not too far off, a place where this bliss and I feel I belong. When I'm there, I become overwhelmed. There's so many emotions that I've never felt. Green all around, beyond the horizon, a picture-perfect setting one could only imagine. To go there for even a moment and forget the past and live out a life one could only wish they had. When I am there, I forget of how I've been wronged. I put my heart, soul, and mind at ease and allow myself to be free, to be strong. When I am there, weakness isn't an option. I become someone else and begin to take action. To better myself is my goal, and I feel like I'm coming closer as I go for a stroll. A place so serene just seems too unreal. My spirit's uplifted, my worries forgotten, and I wish I could stay and begin again. When I speak of this place, people ask where it is. I tell them to take a brief moment and look within. It's a beautiful thing when you learn to see with your heart and realize what you see with your eyes is not all that there is to life. That was very, very touching one, and it's very, very interesting. Let's see. I have another one here for from Terry called Trails of Tears. I walk the path of darkness, not knowing where to go, in search of the knowledge to know what I must know. My life has changed direction, not sure for the reason. I knew it wouldn't be easy, but knew that I must try. Being gay in the Midwest is difficult enough to see, where there aren't many support groups or places safe to be. Now compound this prejudice of being HIV, the community that you thought was supportive is only pretending to be. Loneliness falls upon you. Bitterness fills your heart. Questions all unanswered are pulling you apart. The stories are aplenty. Some eyes never meet. Truth, it seems, misguided. Friendships become quite weak. So if you're in a place where acceptance is the norm, think of those less fortunate. Show them out of the storm. No one wants to feel lost, so this I say to you. Open your hearts and end the fears and understand their trails of tears. That was a very good one. I tell you, Terry can really, really get it going. And if you have one out there, you can share one of your poems with us at 347-215-9442. I know we're winding down to the last 15 minutes, but I'll be sharing as many as I can with you that I find here. Here's one called My Friend. And here we go. I wrote this really quick, actually, on December 7th. We are all in this together, no matter what the weather. Just believe and you will see. It feels good to be me, even with HIV. Some days are dark and others bright. But when I sign on to PosIM, I am all right. Talking with friends helps get it out. I just can't sit around and pout. I've learned to accept myself for who I am. It's time to face the reality of this man. It's time to wake up and look with my eyes. My dreams are not infected. They reach the skies. My friends make me whole when I'm feeling down. I thank them for being around. Without them, I would have never found myself. My friends are worth more than any wealth. And I wrote that for my friends because the people on the site really touch me, and it's important that I let them know. Here's one here. Let me see this one. This is written by a female member of our site. And that's not a poem, so I can't read that one for you. Hey, Dale, welcome. Thanks for joining us, man. I just saw Dale jump into the chat room. Here's another one from Terry. Get your tissues. No. I just received the news today that my life is going to change. I was shocked in such disbelief that my face was a blank stare. Now, how could this have happened to me, and how will I survive? The news that the doctor brought me says I shouldn't be alive. I need to find someone to talk with, a stranger to confide. I'll do a search to find a site where I'm just a guy. I did my search and found one, and it says it's for support. I will fill out the profile so people know something about me. I spilled my heart out on a blog and hit enter. with moments I had some mail. Some people here who really, really care. I read each message carefully, then responded to just one. I am so scared of dying. There is no one I can tell. I've always been so careful, not expecting a positive result, and now I am left alone to figure all this out. So thank you for replying and lending me your ear. Just please reassure me. Don't give me false hopes today. I am asking for this, for what I'm asking for is honesty and someone to listen. So when you feel the need to respond, please take time to think. Do you remember the time you first found out and how nothing made much sense? And this, you gave me no answers or nothing to enhance this experience. Please say goodbye and move on. I am not here to socialize or date or deal with come-ons. My quest is just to find answers, guidance, and trust. So thank you for the time you spent reading this today. I hope that this has opened your eyes to understand what a community is. Remember when and remember why you came upon this site. It is here you found the strength to go on and try to live your life. And, you know, that's one that that's the one that actually that he allowed me to use for the site, which I may be doing some different things with that. So we'll keep that in mind, too. I'm trying to look for another one from Terry. Since I read all of mine. Is anybody calling in? No. Okay. Talking to myself, it's the best therapy. No. here's one by another member. His name is Jack, and it's called Maybe. Yesterday is done and gone. Tomorrow might come at the crack of dawn. But today makes it special, because in its hour, it's gone. Make a wish each night that tomorrow will come. The Lord does work in mysterious ways. Each minute, each hour, live only for that day. When tomorrow comes, wake with a smile, because in the day we will have no denial. So take a deep breath and exhale real slow. We could still have years, but no one will know. So that was a nice one by Jack, who's a member of the site. Here's another one. As I'm looking, ever-changing life. This is by Terry as well. When love is lost and healing is done, with all your questions, I've answered for none. Life is a mystery, as we all know. People come and people go. Life has a rhythm, and yes, you'll see. It always isn't what it's supposed to be. Many paths that I have taken led to words that were mistaken. Love to me is more than this. It can't be replaced with just a kiss. So come in my life and see if here is where I am to be. Tell me how and tell me when, if my search will surely end. The sky seems so cloudy, my day is but done. The search hasn't ended, it has only begun. And, Terry's really good. You know, I would love to write a book on poetry. I find it very, very healing. And it just goes to show that, you know, we're not the only one. Let's see. I don't know if I read Careless Whispers. I don't think I read this one. Do you hear the silence? Wandering minds drift away. Lost in our thoughts, making love come alive this day. Simple little pleasures in our minds we play. Shrilling sounds of laughter lasting throughout the day. This isn't real, my friend, for this is not the day. For each of us to find our love, we must be on our way. Oh, yes, we have our moments, and even though we play, the love we found and cherish will move along this day. The world is sometimes quiet. No sounds can be heard, only careless whispers of a love that should not be. So that was another one that he wrote for us. Angel Got His Wings, that's the one that we read. I don't think I read this. Did I see this one? Yeah, that was the one that made me cry. I'm not reading that one again. I love it, but there's the other one. An Angel Got His Wings Today that he wrote. I don't think I read this one. Okay. This one is a really good one, too. My Angel Got His Wings Today. It is with great sorrow the phone rang early upon this day. A friend called for comfort. An unexpected loss came his way. He was at a loss for words, and you could hear within his voice that he wished it would have been him if he would have had the choice. I knew him. I know who he was speaking of. He had mentioned him before, sent me pictures of his baby, and how he did adore. Their relationship was closer than my parents have endured, and now only anger can fill this empty void. We can't control the future, so memories are made. So the departed glances in heaven's sweet descent. He has ascended into heaven to watch over you. Now, with the memory of his smile, he looks down upon your face. Remember the smile, the happiness in his eyes. His way of letting you know that he was much obliged. He will always be a part of you, and this I know for sure, that at his age, my dear friend, rest assured that he is pure. I heard the church bells ring today, and it was then I knew. And if you listen carefully, then you will know, too, that your little baby boy has grown his wings today. So be proud of that. You were there for him, especially on this day. For being part of his life, I know that you will meet again someday. And, you know, that was one that he wrote for a friend that lost, you know, somebody who was close to them, which is very touching. And, you know, it works, I guess, you know, when you lose someone, all those feelings are bottled up. And I bottle them and bottle them and bottle them, and then I explode. And it's so good to explode on paper. Here is another one by Eric. Eric, this one is called A Spark of Light. Lonely days and lonely nights, I'll lack someone to hold me tight. I need someone to show me love and make me feel as though I belong. A future of uncertainty leaves me in a state of disbelief. Why is it that it looks so gray, so vague? I need to be reassured that in the end, and know that it will be okay. I long for someone to be my sun and moon and shed some light on me real soon. But I mustn't be so naive, because there are things, those things take time to show they're near. So all I can do is sit back and enjoy the sight while this journey takes me on a bumpy ride. Sure, it will have its ups and downs, it curves and sudden turns. But if I'm smart, then I will see that in the end it's only knowledge earned. I often wonder why it seems as though it's not my turn. Could it be that I just haven't acquired all there is for me to learn? Confusion caused by mixed emotions is all I feel. So there's no way I can share my time and keep it real. To suppress my feelings and disguise myself would be unfair. I can't deny that I must know, like, and love myself before I do someone else. But until I can achieve that goal, the only thing left for me to do is to patiently wait and just make sure that I don't allow my devious ways to take me astray. No matter where I go, temptation isn't far behind. But if I know my destiny, then I soon will arrive. I've learned firsthand that if you seek, you shall find. So I've learned to sit back, relax, and leave it up to fate and time. I thank you all for joining me today. Remember, we'll be back on Sunday, the 8th. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be interviewing the founder, Brian Livingston, of Sin, Strength, and Numbers. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you were inspired. Have a great day, and I'm going to leave you with another great, wonderful song by Alanis Morissette. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, everyone, and thank you all for tuning in.